I'm Carol Hills with The World. The city of Thessaloniki used to be a center of Jewish life in Greece. Just before the start of World War II, there were about 50,000 Jews living there. When the war ended, fewer than 2,000 remained. The ancient Jewish cemetery in Thessaloniki was also destroyed, its gravestones scattered. But a few in the city's small Jewish community are reclaiming the lost stones and memories. Rene Gross has a story.
Yosef Vienna has a hectic schedule, working 13-hour shifts at this pharmacy. But when he gets a free moment, there's something he's been meaning to do: return an ancient Jewish tombstone to a cemetery.
It's a tombstone.
Vienna opens a bathroom door and pushes aside some mops to reveal a large stone. It's about a foot tall and a foot wide, with faded Hebrew scripture on it. When Vienna found it loose in some steps, he picked it up in his hands.
I lifted it, put it in my car, and I brought it here, where I can store it away for, in any case, it's a bit more dignified than having people step on it.
You can find fragments of headstones all over the city. They're embedded in churches, buildings, even sidewalks. But taking one of these stones is illegal because they're considered historical property.
Most of the time, simply record and photograph them because they're embedded in pavement, they're embedded in walls, they're embedded in stairs. I cannot tear off the cement. Only what I can move, not get arrested.
Vienna remembers the first time he saw one of these fragments. He was about 10 years old and didn't really understand what it was.
We played in the churchyard. Here there are Jewish letters. I don't know the tombstones, but I just know that they were Jewish letters.
Eventually, Vienna got used to seeing these stones around the city. It wasn't until he went to pharmacy school in Italy that he realized other cities weren't built with pieces of an old Jewish cemetery. When he came back home, he decided to do something.
There was no one else to care for, so I had to care for myself.
There was nobody here to defend the memory of the Jews.
Reina Moho is a historian who studies the Jews of Thessaloniki. She doesn't get involved in recovering tombstones, but she knows the history.
So there was a murder of people, and there was a murder of consciousness and memory. Mnemocide, if one could build a word like that in English.
Thessaloniki used to have a Jewish cemetery in the center of town, a huge one.
It was 350,000 square meters, and it had close to 350,000 graves.
But during World War II, the Jews were forced to give up the cemetery as part of a payment to the Nazi occupiers. And almost all of the Jewish population was later deported to death camps. The local Greek government took the opportunity to knock down the stones and loot them for building materials. Later, a university was built on top of the old graveyard. In 2014, Aristotle University erected a memorial for the Jewish cemetery.
Have you heard about the monument that acknowledges that the university was built on the Jewish cemetery?
No. First time I hear.
No.
But none of the students I ask know anything about it.
So you can see, even there in those walls, headstones standing from the old cemetery.
Jackie Benmayor was at the opening of the memorial at the university. He's a 69-year-old retired businessman who knows Hebrew, Ladino, and Greek. When he spots one of the old stones, he calls the government archaeological service to dig it out with a shovel and pickaxe. And he helps them read the inscriptions and return the stone to the Jewish community.
So it shows that this man was a tailor or something like that.
Benmayor is interpreting an old tombstone. We're at a Jewish cemetery, about a 20-minute drive from downtown Thessaloniki. This is where they bring recovered headstones from the old burial ground. He stands in front of small pieces of marble and brick.
You cannot really decipher anything here because they're very small. I mean, how can you decipher anything? But you can't throw them away because they are part of the heritage.
Benmayor has returned headstones here so many times, he doesn't feel emotional about it anymore. There's only one tombstone that stands out to him now, his father's, who was a Holocaust survivor. He died in 2009. His tombstone is fully intact, and there's an inscription on it in Hebrew, Ladino, and Greek, and a phrase from an Italian song.
This sentence here from the song says, don't forget me. Non ti scordare di me, don't forget me. And we don't forget me. Whether we like it or not, we don't forget.
For the world, Renee Gross, Thessaloniki, Greece.